Vice President John Mahama has directed the Ministry of Energy and the National Petroleum Authority to begin an intensive educational campaign on the safe handling of petroleum products. He noted that the upsurge in incidents of domestic and industrial explosions are a source of worry. The Vice President made the observation when he visited some victims of last Friday's Axim gas explosion, currently on admission at Kolebu Teaching Hospital in Accra. Pascaline Adadevo was with the team.
Last Friday, a fishing community in Axim in the Nzima East municipality witnessed a horrible incident when a premix 4 dump exploded, killing 4 people instantly. 7 of the victims who suffered severe burns were airlifted from the Efiang Kwanta Hospital to the Kolebu Teaching Hospital for specialist treatment. Sadly, 4 of the victims have passed on ever since, leaving 3. Hospital officials have described their condition as critical but stable. The Vice President John Mahama took time off to visit the victims. From a layperson's point of view, I can say the victims are really in a critical condition and could not even open their eyes to appreciate an august visit from the Vice President. Mr. Mahama was visibly touched by the condition of the burned victims. He congratulated staff of the hospital for their prompt attention when such cases come to them. The Vice President was sad that most of the cases arise out of sheer carelessness by handlers of petroleum products.
I want to congratulate you and your staff for the good work you're doing, even in the face of so many challenges. I came to visit the patients from Axim. I mean, with the cases I've seen here, 40% of them are from domestic gas incidents. Our general handling of petroleum products is quite careless and reckless. I mean, these products are meant to enhance our productivity and the quality of our lives. But if we don't handle them carefully, then they can cause serious injury and death, as we've seen in this case. I'm also happy to have seen some of the challenges you face here, including this uncompleted block. I'm sure that if government puts a little more resources into it, you should be able to have more room, because this burn center is already too crowded. And so I'll speak with the Minister of Health and the Finance Minister and see how we can complete this as a matter of urgency. Yeah.
The director of the Reconstructive Plastic Surgery and Burn Center of Kolebu, Dr. Opoku Wariampoma, said more of the victims are expected to be transferred from the Efiang Kwanta Hospital to Kolebu any moment.
We've seen these patients who have sustained very severe, extensive burns, which requires a lot of manpower inputs to treat. And we've done our best in the circumstances, and so far we have 3 of them remaining with us. We're also expecting some more of the victims to be transferred from Efiang Kwanta to us during the course of today. And so my colleagues and I will promise to do our very best to try and save the remaining lives. We just want to also throw a note of caution to the public, because the incidence of these gas explosions is on the increase. It's a cause for concern, and we should all do all in our power to try and minimize the incidence of these burn injuries to airmen.
The country has only 2 burn centers located at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital and Komfanochi in Kumasi. Considering the number of burn cases experienced these days, the 2 centers are woefully inadequate. The Vice President pledged government support to quickly complete a new burn center at Kolebu to accommodate more cases. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevo, Accra.
George.